Tan Tzekef Kiddushas Hayayim. Let us give expression to the powerful sanctity of this day. Ki hu nayra v'ayay. For it is awesome and fearsome. Uvaisi nasei malchusecha. And on it your malchus is lifted up. Uvashayfer godol yitoka. The kol de momo dako yishoma. Umalochim yechofezum. And even the angels make haste to fulfill their last mission. V'chil ra'ad yechezum. And the fear and the trembling grab hold of them. V'yaymru hinei yaym hadin. Lifkait al svamorim badin. To even remember on the svamorim, on the legions, the celestial beings, badin. Ki lo yizku v'yeinecho badin. None can be zeiche in your eyes, in din. V'chol bo'i oylom yavrun l'fanecho kibnei morim. Tanya Taikiv Kedusha Sayyim Kihunayra Vyayim. Rosh Hashanah is encapsulated in the words of the Python as a Yayim of Naira. Where does that Naira come? What is its history? What is its past that we can appreciate its present? We ride the waves of time. And when we come to that point of Aleph Tishrei, we go back to that very, very, very first Aleph Tishrei in the annals of our universe. When Aleph Tishrei was the sixth day of creation, and finally, He for whom creation was done, He for whom all the rest of creation was merely there as a handmaiden, as a servant, to be there, to be useful to Him in His mission on this earth. Adam was created. Zeh hayayin tchilas ma'asecho. Much may have come before. An intricate, enormous infrastructure, Shein Komayu, no parallel. But at the same time, it was Adam, Zehayayim, Chilas Masecha. And Adam Orishin was Naira. It was awesome. Adam Orishin reached beyond all in this world. And when the Malachim Lamaila saw the keichus of Adam, of that first man, inspired with the Nishmas, infused with the Nishmas Elohim, they mistakenly called him God. But the truth is, Adam is Nivra B'Tselem Elohim. And Adam comes from the Lashon, as the Shaloh tells us, Adame L'Elyon. Adam, and Adam alone, is able to emulate, has that Sad HaDinyan to the Melech Malchi Amlochim himself. And with the advent of man, center stage in the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Melech. For there can be no Melech v'liam. And the coronation of the Melech Malchi Amlochim awaits the oncoming, the advent of Adam. L'yeis nasa b'cheftzei kol, azai Melech Shemay Nikra. And that Malchus Elohim is Neira. There is no place bereft of His presence. V'yeda kol pol kiyato v'yalta v'yodin kol yitzur kiyato yitzartai. V'yoyimar kol asher nishomo v'yapai. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. U'malchusai v'kol v'shol v'kol. When Adam sins on that very first day, he does a chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the chashivus of Adam, the responsibility that man has for that creation that he bestrides as a colossus. But with it comes achrayus, with it comes responsibility. And immediately he's mamid Adam badin. Because a malchus without mishpat is not very much of a malchus. And in Meila we come back to an Aleph Tishrei. An Aleph Tishrei that was a Yom HaBriya, a Yom HaMalchus, and a Yom HaDin. And therefore the mahus of that Aleph Tishrei, more than any other day of creation, is Neira, is awesome. And where there is Naira, where there is Naira, comes Yira, comes Yira Shomayim. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imoch. What does Hashem ask from you? Klal Yisrael, mankind, those who carry on the mission of Adam. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Mi'imoch. Ki im leyira oisai, but yira shomayim. And from that yira will come all else. If there is no yira, there cannot be ahava, there cannot be dveikis, there cannot be simcha. It's all a fraud. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomayimoch, first, foremost, from which all else will spring forth. Ki im leyira. But that year itself, that elementary year HaShomayim, how to acquire it, the secret of its acquiring, is a Hakara Amuka, a deep recognition that we are in the presence of a Melech Malchei Amlochim who is Neira. For the truth be told, Yira itself is in instinctive. One does not have to work on Yira. What one has to work on is the step before, the step of Neir, the step of the realization that you're in the presence of something that's awe-inspiring. That brings Yira instinctively. A young child doesn't know, hasn't been tutored in Yira. But if he sees the entourage of a king in all its grandeur and all its majesty, instinctively he's grabbed by an awe, by a fear. As Hashem Elokecha Tira, as L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim, the great Mashkiach of Mir, of Ponovich, who B'Teva would say about himself that he was not a pachton, he was not one given to fears. He knew the world of the old Europe. He spent the war years in Japan and then Shanghai, and he wound up in the shores of Eretz Yisrael, the Mashkiach and the great Yeshiva of Ponovich. But Rav Chaskel Levenstein said, when I would be coming to the presence of the Briskerov, Neira, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim, boy did I taste fear. Boy did I know Yira. Yira's instinctive in the presence of that which is Neira. We say before Shemona Esra, Hashem Sifosai Tiftoch, Ufi Yagid Tehilos Echo. And Rabbi Yonah Sinaibshit says we say it because we're about to enter into the presence of He who is truly Neir Neiroyim. We're about to enter first person in the presence of the Mikdash HaMelech before the Melech HaOlam. And the Mela, before we begin, we utter a plea. Hashem, I shouldn't be paralyzed in fear. I should be able to speak freely. Hashem, Sifosai Tiptoch, Ufi Yagiti Losechor. Oh, he says, Rabbi Yonah Sinaibshitz, what a mockery we have made so often from those words. Where's our fear? Rabbi Eliyahu Pian tells a story. A story that he experienced, that he was aware of, from his days in the end of 19th century, Tsarist Russia. The story was that the Tsar Tsar Nikolai, the absolute power, the absolute monarch of the then Russian Empire, he wanted in the capital city, by his palace, there should be built a highway, a road, for the glory of the Malchus, for the glory of the Tsar. It would go to the outskirts of the city. And an engineer was chosen, a very gifted fellow, who led the whole enterprise. And the end result found tremendous favor in the eyes of the Tsar. And the Tsar wanted to honor, wanted to award this engineer an ultimate honor. And that honor was to be to enter into the presence of the Tsar himself. A private meeting in the private chambers of the Tsar, and to be awarded an honor for his endeavors so successful. And of course the engineer made sure to write down the words of acceptance that he would speak in full honor before the Tsar. He was ushered into the palace and taken to the private chambers of the Tsar, and everything said, Majesty, grandeur, all the whole palace, everything. He comes into the presence of the Tsar, and it's time for him to say his little speech, to say his words of thanks, and he can't. He opens his mouth. He strains for words, but the vocal cords are frozen. Nothing will come out. That engineer was to be a mute for the rest of his life, never able to speak again. So is the encounter with Neira. For Neira is mailed instinctively, year. If we understood what it meant to be able to stand in the presence of a real Bayrei Olam, a Melech Malchi Amlochim Shlei Shepomim B'chol Yoyim, oy, would we need to have Kavona Rava. Hashem, protect me, enable me, empower me to be able to withstand the Neira. Hashem Sifosai Tiptoch Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Yira Shamayim is instinctive in the Olam of Neira. And in the presence of the Melech Malchi Amlochim, of a Tsar Nikolai, here today, gone tomorrow, a Tsar Nikolai whose end winds up in a common grave, a bloody bullet ridden, so much for the power of a Tsar! And he can paralyze the Neir of a Melech Malchi Amlochim to be aimed in his presence. And therefore, our difficulty with Yiras Shamayim is not that we're unschooled in the art of Yiras Shamayim. No. It's the lack of Neir. It's the inability to realize in whose presence we are every moment of our lives. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is inescapable. all the other days of the year. You can run from it. You can hide from it. You can make yourself blissfully unaware. But Rosh Hashanah has too much of a history, too much of a present, too much of a future. Rosh Hashanah is Neira. And Memele, it's a Yom of Yira. But truth be told, we have to recognize. We have to recognize a limut that Rav Shlomo of Volva, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, makes very clear in all his shiurim on this Yom HaNeira. We live in a world today where the matzav of the Shechina is really the matzav of Ashechina Begalusa. The Malchus of Shemayim is a Malchus in exile, gone deep underground. It's hard for us humans, even us Am Yisrael, to find it clearly, to be aware of its presence powerfully. What's the cause? The Memsheles Zodin, the rule of evil that permeates our world today. And the whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah revolve on that inyan, ki savir memsheles zodain min haaretz, to remove, Ribbono shel Olam, this rule of evil from the earth, so again there can be a hiskalus hamalchus. And the description that's the most appropriate of that kayach ra that is so spread in our world is the kayach of Amolek. Kiyad al case ko. Amolek pigamatria equals sophic. And as long as there's an Amolek alive and well, there's a cloud, there's a smoke screen. The Ribbono shel Olam remains the same Naira, the same Melech, Malchei Hamlochim. But we as people fail to see him. It seems that he's gone deep underground, the Shechina of the Galusa, because we live in a world populated by Amolek. And what is the Kayach of Amolek? Chazal tell us, Leitz Take Ze Amolek. Amolek is the quintessential Leitz. We live in a world full of Leitzonis, of cynicism, of ridicule, a world that's missing awe, reverence, responsibility for our actions, the seriousness, the beauty of life. And that brings us to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchias. What's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? Imru Lefonai Malchias Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Say before me Psukim of Malchias, in order that I can be king over you. Say these Psukim, be mamlich me. Let it spring deeply from the core of your being. Psukim that recognizes Galus Malchusai in our world. Imru Lefonai Malchias, that I should be the Melech on you, the Zichrinus, and then say the Psukim of Zichrinus, because from Malchias we come to Zichrinus, from Malchias we finally come to the awareness that, you know, what we do, what we say, what we think is incredibly important. We have responsibility. Our role in the world is to be Mamlech Hashem. We have a mission. A mission every day of our lives, every hour of our being, every moment, every second. We are here. A short time. The blip on the radar of eternity. We're here. We're here to make a difference. Each of us unique to fulfill a mission. That's Zichrinus. But then Akara Kadeshi Yala Zichrinachem Lefonai Latayva. But there's a problem. We are so far from Neira. We are such a distance from Yira. We who live in a world full of Leitzonis. How are we to come to Malchius, to Zichronis, to Naira? And the vehicle on Yom Naira, to bring you to Naira, the vehicle that can transport you from a secular world to a world of Kedusha, to Naira, B'Metzes Gadol, with what? What's going to facilitate the Hebrew of Bani Malchius? The Zichreinu Shiyahu Zichreinekim L'Teiva. B'Meh. B'Shoif. That's the vehicle to bring to Naira. And from there to Yira. Because it's impossible one who has a Nishmas Yisrael, one who has the spiritual DNA that's part and parcel of the fabric of every Yid, to hear, Lishmaya, with the full gamut of the meaning Lishmaya, the Rashbaz Lishmaya, the threefold Lishmaya, to hear, to understand, and to take and act upon the consequences. There's not a Yid in his DNA who can hear the Kol Shofar and not create within himself a massive of Neira. For that Shofar is a multifaceted Shofar. That Shofar that we blow has a past. Its past begins by one of the Maisim Neiroim that have occurred in the history of mankind. Akedas Yitzchak. An awesome Maisim Neira of what a human being is capable of in the presence of his Bnei Yoyim. And at the last minute, instead of Shechting Yitzchak, he finds the Ayil Nechaz Bisvach, and he takes the Ayil and brings it Tachas to know. And he takes the Shofar of that Ayil, and that Shofar of the Ayil is going to be there by Maimon Torah Bahar Sinai. Naira, Maimon Torah Bahar Sinai. Maimon Torah Bahar Sinai brought Klal Yisrael back into Gan Eden. The Zuamas Hachet Shel Odom Harishon ended. All that were ill, all that were physically deficient became whole. We were unfettered. We were freed. Freed of the chet of Adam in the Zman of Matan Torah. But in the Zman of Matan Torah, that vehicle that brought that Naira and gave us that Yira, that vehicle was once again the Shofar. Kol Shofar Gadol V'Loyost. The call of the Shofar that throughout the silent moments of Har Sinai of Kabbalah HaTorah blasted forth and brought us back to the Nair of Gan Eden, to the Posak, to the Bittul Hara. And that Shofar of the past, that's also the Shofar of the future. In the future soon to come, the Ezer Hashem of Kibbutz Golias, when the exile will be gathered in, when once again to be free from the chains of Chet, once again to experience the Naira of a world fully aware that they're in the presence of a Bari Olam, of a Melech Malchi Halochim, a Bittul Hara Legamre. And once again, the Shofar is first and center. The Shofar of the past becomes the Shofar of the future. But there's also the Shofar of the present. And though it may not pack the same wallop of Bittul Hara that the one of Matan Torah and the one of Kibbutz Golias packs, but for he who knows how to listen, for he who has mastered the art of hearing, in the voice of that Shofar, he experiences an ability to rise beyond the limitations of our small, clang-keptical world. and to come into so much of a more beautiful, more honest, more glorious world, a world where he stands in the presence of the ultimate Nair of the Bari Olam, with a Bittul Hara on every Rosh Hashanah. And with that, we can understand a little bit when Chazal and Rosh Hashanah talk about how the Shofar causes an Iruv HaSatan. The Satan hears the Shofar, and the Satan becomes confused, Mabubu, chaos, instead of assuredness, instead of prosecutorial zeal to go ahead and indict the B'nai Yisrael in their sins. He hears the voice of the Shofar, and that zeal is replaced by uncertainty. He becomes nervous. He becomes confused. Who is this? Who is the Satan? The Satan is Arum. He is smart and intelligent. He's a Zokin Mublad. But the Satan knows more than we could ever guess about the power of Rosh Hashanah. And he knows the power of the Shofar. And more than anything else, he knows the truth, the unadulterated truth about who he is, that he is a fraud. He knows that he has no Metzias. When it will come that time, he will disappear like a puff of smoke from a cigarette. Gone. A vapor. He knows that he's only a mirage, a fantasy, a smokescreen, a mere vapor, a fantasy called ridicule and scorn. Yidden blow the Shofar, and the Satan's carefully constructed world comes tumbling down around him, and it's replaced by a world of awe and reverence, from a world of fantasy, a world of sports. Monday night football, Tuesday night football, how many nights of football? Today I had the experience, I walk out after Shacharis, football! I just heard the Shofar. They're talking football. A world of leitzonis, a world of fantasy, of sports, of entertainment, of amusement parks, of music, of game playing of all sorts and types, billions and trillions of dollars, the bedrock of the economy, an oilum of leitzonis. The Kol Shofar breaks through that world, and it replaces it with the world of Naira. And the Satan is in disarray. A unique opportunity to do tshuva, to break the yoke of the Yetzer Hara, the Amalek within, to stand with Nei Hashem. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amid Beis, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Kol Shana Shein Taken Loi B'Tzilasai. Any year that they don't blow at the beginning of the year, Meirian Loi B'Saifai, it's going to be bad at the end. Boy, what a loss, what a disaster, what a catastrophe. If the year of Shofar is not blown at the beginning of the year, on Olive Tishrei, Oy vey. And Taisus brings the Bahag, That's even if it was the oinus, even if it was an oinus, it's missing the ear of a satan. Oy, we're in trouble. Even the oinus. And the Taz asks, what do you mean even the oinus? I thought oinus Rachmana Patre. I thought there's a tour, a free ticket when an oinus occurs. So why should it be Maria like the sci-fi? But the way we're learning, it's obvious. Because Ein Ochinami and Einish patters you from any Einish. But it doesn't make it like the Shofar was blown. So good! You didn't do an Aveira by not blowing the Shofar. You were a nuisance. You couldn't do it. Where is the Naira? And from that the Yira that transports us into an era of a sudden and is able to be Mizakos Bedin. Where is that going to come from? Well, Mamela, we come back to that question. Chazal tell us in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah that even though Midin Taira, the shofar is always to be blown on that first day of Rosh Hashanah, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But the Chachomim went ahead and did a bold step. The Chachomim were concerned that maybe there'll be some Yid who will go ahead and take the shofar and be Yaviranu Dalet Amis Birshus Harabim and be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe he doesn't know the halachas of Kiyah. His mind is so focused on the mitzvahs Hayoyim of Shofar. He'll forget it's Shabbos. He'll be over Chilul Shabbos. And the Melech Hazal said, Shov Yaltasa. Let's make a siyog. Don't blow the shofar. We don't have the shofar. How do we get the name? And how do we come to the year? How? Through what means? And yet Taisa says, albeit that I'm telling you, Oinus, Maria Loy disciple will be bad, but Shabbos is different. Why? How? And that's what I want to talk about. Ein Beis Medrash B'li Chiddush. In past years, we've had many Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbosim. I've spoken other Mahalchim. I told you, Reb Itzel Petersburg, beautiful. I told you the soaring words of the Meshech Chochmah and his death. Ein Beis Medrash B'li Chiddush. I want to tell you a different idea, perhaps a different approach. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel. In that Shar, he begins a list. A list of all of the Aveiros. It starts with the lightest of the light, Divrei Seifrim D'Rabbonins. And he moves his way up, all types and stripes of Aseis and Lois Ased, of Malkus and Kores and Mises, all the way through. But at the beginning of the Binyan, of course, is Divrei Seifrim D'Rabbonins. And that's first because it's the most calm. But there's a horror. There's a horror that the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina makes. And that horror is, what do I do with the Chazal? The Chazal that says, Chavivin Divrei Seifrim Yaiser Miyena Shel Taira. More beloved to Hashem is the Rabbonins, their Takonis, more than the wine of Taira. And the Rabbeinu Yoina wonders, how could it be? What is it about a Derabbanan that can make it more beloved than an actual D'Oraisa? And the Rabbeinu Yoina says wondrous words. He says, Yodaya Taira, Ki Yiras Hashem Yisoid HaMitzvahs. Do you want to know the bedrock of mitzvahs? The yisoid of mitzvahs is Yiras Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures our mitzvahs by how much yira is involved in the mitzvah that we do. Gadol mitzuva v'yaisa minishayena mitzuva v'yaisa. We would maybe think the opposite. Eina mitzuva v'yaisa. You're volunteering. Isn't that wonderful? Your own choice, your own simple free will. You didn't have to do it. But Chazal hold the Rishayim and explain. No, because if it's not Mitzuvah V'yaisa, it's Pas B'Salai. There's no fear. There's no Yira. There's no Charada. And the Yisayin of Mitzvah Hashem is the Yira you bring to it. Ritzayin writes Hashem as Yireyah, Hashem wants those who fear Him. And of course, says the Rabbeinu Yaina, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Miimoch Ki Yim LaYira Yosai. He wants the Yira that comes from the recognition of the presence of Hashem, of the Neira. That and nothing less. Umameila continues the Rabbeinu Yaina. That's the beauty. That's the chavivin of the Divrei Seifrim. Because what in their root are the Divrei Seifrim? Chazal were afraid. They had a neir in awe of a b'riolam. They had a fear maybe someone would be over at the Araisa. And the mele they concocted all types of guards, all types of fences in their yira, that the Araisa shouldn't be transgressed. The Rabbanim's mamnes are suffused completely, totally. Their whole being, their whole existence, their whole creation by Chazal was as a form of yira, like the wealthy man who has great wealth, a prized possession, and he makes sure to put it under lock and key, lock after lock after lock, to keep it safe. Mitzvah Hashem, Yikarei Mifninim, and the Chazal felt the Neira, and they had a healthy Yira. Umameila, Atakonis Chachomim, is Yiras Shamayim. But from all of the Takonis Chachomim, Chaviv in Divrei Seif, do we have a Takonis Chachom more propelled by Neira and the resultant Yira than the one before us shortly? The one where Shabbos is the first day Rosh Hashanah. And we don't blow the shofar because Chazal are afraid that somebody, some yokel, some dimwit is going to go ahead. How often is it going to happen? Once in 1,000 years? And is going to take a shofar into Rosh Hashanah. You and I, if we were faced by the issue, what would we do? We'd have a mailing campaign. You would mail out these stick to it tabs or whatever. Stick on the refrigerator, stick on the door. You'd make a beautiful sign, artistic, on the bulletin board at a Beis Medrash. And you would say, you know, it's Shabbos. Be careful not to carry. No, we did our best. We sent out the warnings on mass mailings. God, let them be careful. With that, our consciences say, after all, how can we not do Tkiya Shayt? Aber by the Rabbonin, the Yira Shamayim. Understand, Tyre. Oy! Did they miss something in Tkiya Shayfer that we appreciate better than them? Ha! Their Tkiya Shayfer. Oy! Their Tkiya Shayfer. Was Bechol Kavoni So Arizal. You can be sure. Their Tkiya Shayfer was the Simcha Atzuma. Like deserving by the coronation of a king. Their Tkiya Shayfer was more precious to them than all the gold and the silver in the world. But as precious as Tkiya Shayfer was, the Yira Shamayim, maybe someone will be Mechalel Shabbos. Mamish galvanized them into action. Bittul Tkiya Shayfer L'Kol HaDeiros. Shemi Yavirenu. Dalet Amos. Rishus HaRabim. And I want to make something clear. Let's say one of us would daven a tefillah, but he'd make up his own words. But he'd have kavona. Good kavona. No, 10 zayin, it's a nice tefillah. But it's a tefillah for the individual himself. But when you and I get up, and we daven the Shmona Esra of the Ansheik Nesis HaDoyla, and we take their nusach and we say their words, we're attaching ourselves to the kayach, to the beauty, to the majesty, to the strength of those incredible words that the Anshik Nesis HaGdayla formulated. And even if we don't have the kavona, and we're missing the understanding, but by attaching ourselves to them, we have a tefillah that's so powerful that it soars
throughout the universe.
Go ahead to Briskerov,
daven the Krishna.
The Herd, the Pachat, the Yates of the Briskerov's Krishna.
You and I say Krishna.
There's no connection. His Madrega is his. Our Madrega is ours. But when you and I keep a Takonis Chachomim,
when you and I keep a Takonis Chachomim, that man is suffused with Yirah Shomayim, that comes from feeling a place of mamish being in the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, when you and I don't blow shofar on first day Rosh Hashanah when it's Chal B'Shabbos, we've attached ourselves with our puny kavonis, with our small minds, but we've attached ourselves to their Takonis Chachomim, a Takonis Chachomim that was holy Yirah, Yirah Shamayim b'fnei he who is Naira, Omer Meila.
We've answered our question. Because the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to come from Naira to Yira. The vehicle for that is the Shofar. Uru Yesheinim Mishinatchem. Wake up! Wake up, sleepy ones, from your sleep. A whole year, each and every one of us, Kifi Madrigoseinu, we sleepwalk through God's world. We don't realize its presence. We don't take the seriousness of our action, of our mission. Comes the Tkiyas HaShofar and the year. You know, a person can be asleep and you can tell him the most beautiful shtickle Torah, gorgeous piece, and he doesn't hear a word. But when you go ahead and you yell, fire! Oh, does he become awake and alert? The year, the cher, when you blow the shofar, when you blow the shofar, who can hear the voice of the shofar and not tremble, says the Novi and Shreyoser. Who can hear it and not be afraid? The shofar brings year. The Aveda Rosh Hashanah is Yira. That's why we're supposed to stay awake all day in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's a Yom Yira. And when you're afraid, the adrenaline is pumping. Every one of your senses are fully engaged. You feel Yira because of the Naira. And the Naira, you're fully engaged in meeting the challenge. Who can sleep? You're fully awake. Well, the same thing. When we don't blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because we're connecting ourselves to a Takonis Chazal that mamish was built, embellished, mamish centralized on Yirah Shamayim, and we attach ourselves to their Takonis. We enter into a world as Naira, a world Mole Yira, a world of a Takonis Chachomim, Shema Yavirenu Dalaramis Kishus Harabim, Uru, Uru, Yesheinim, Mishinatchem. And it works. When the Mela comes out, like Gavalt of Gazaf. By us this year, the first day, not blowing. And the second day, yes, blowing. Both of them bring the same Naira, and through that the same Yirah Shamayim, so we can be Ma'arviv, the Satan, and create the chaos now. There's a Grah, an awesome big Grah. There's a Gemara in Brachos. Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Hi Aitzarim. The treasure chest, the treasure house, the Eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yiras Hashem. What does that mean, says Yiras Hashem Hi Otsar. And the Gemara says that Eloi Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Eitzro El Yiras Shamayim Bilvad.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a treasure house of gold and silver and diamonds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Eitzer of Yerushalayim. What's the pshat? Hear a groan. Hear a groan be galvanized, says the groan. Moshul Melech Boshev Adom Malchus Da'ara is Ke'ei Malchus Da'rakia. A king. What does an earthly king, in the day that kings were kings, what does a king have in his otzar? He has in his otzar the same thing that the shoemaker has in his safe. He has in his otzar even the same thing that the banker has in his vault. Or does the king owns all of them. All the subjects are the king's. The king and his Eitzer have something unique. Something you can't find by any regular person in the whole country. A unique type of diamond. An incredible sculpture of gold. A painting that knows no compare. What he has in his Eitzer is something unique. What then does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in his Eitzer? He is the Melech Kol Olam. He owns all the earth, all the land and all the sea, all the farms and all the houses, all the people and all the creation. He has it all. So what is his and his Eitzer? The answer is, HaKol Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Miyira Shomayim. Everything is Bidei Shamayim. Oh, but there's one thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't control. There's one thing he doesn't own. Ownership, lock, stock, and barrel. And that's Am Yisrael's Yira Shamayim. That's up to us. That's the Matbeya that he relishes. Am Yira Shamayim. Yira Hashem Hu Aitzoron. Ein v'yitzer ala Yerushalayim v'lvad. I'm a meila. That's how we answer the Taisus and Shabbos. This Rosh Hashanah is as pregnant with possibility, with growth, with coming close to Hashem, with being mamluch the Ribbono Shel Olam, with taking responsibility as zichronos for our actions. Like how do we shatter the incredible eitzonis of the world we live in? A world of fantasy, of ridicule, of scorn, a world where nothing is serious. A world of so what? So what? If I speak this deeper of Lashon Hara, so what if I don't have kavanah in tefillah? So what if I bottle through my Seder? So what? What's the big deal? In an olam of leitzonos, we create for ourselves, even without the sheif, the Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas, the Takonis Chachomim, suffused with Yerushalayim, creates an Olam Noir, and the resultant Yerushalayim by us. I'm tired. We come to the last day of the year. We come to the end of a long road of Toshin Samech Vav. We stand on the Yom HaAchron. HaKol Hoylech Acher Achitum. Everything goes after the end. We know that when it comes to life, a person who lived his life as an Amoritz, a person even worse who lived his life as a Rosha and an Avaryan, but upon that very last day, he manages to do a Tshuva Shleimah. A meaningful, a real turnaround, a real change. He leaves this world as a tzaddik gomer. Should it be any different in the cycle of the year? We go through a year asleep. We go through a year unaware of how much our tefillos, our limud haTorah, our personal interaction with others means. We're asleep. But the last day of the year, HaKol Hoylech Acher Achitum, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos
says a Yid on Erev Shabbos is supposed to be Metzapeh U'meyachel L'Bias HaShabbos. Is supposed to be waiting with anticipation, with excitement for the coming of Shabbos. To sit expectantly. Wait. Why? Writes the Rambam. Because when a king comes, you have to go out to greet the king. And Shabbos is Shabbos Malkus. In 24 hours, Bo HaMelech, Ki Vo Lishpait Asoretz, Zochazal, when is Ki Vo? The Asore Yomim, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, Ki Vo Lishpait Asoretz, the king is coming. You and I must go out and welcome him. We must begin to make our hearts receptive to build up our Naira in his presence. And the resultant year, Lekabel Machusa. That's the Avodah of the last day. Going out to greet him, to bring him into our hearts. And the Stamma, that's the Pshat, perhaps, in the Yaduah Dika Medrash. Klal Yisrael sins. One third of them are forgiven on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's why we fast till Chatzos tomorrow. Because it's a day where some of that load, that rotten, smelly load of Averis that blocks our Neshama Tahira from its full glory gets erased on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The other third in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the final third on Yom HaKippurim. And the Lashon of the Medrash is, because on the first, when Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's a moshul to the Gedolei Medina. The leaders go out. Today, Tyre, who are the Gedolei Medina, if not the Bnei HaTyre? They're the Gedolei HaMedina. And tomorrow is a day, a treasure chest, this next 24 hours, of riches before us. To use this day, Hakol Haylech Acher Achid. To be awake, to be alive, to treat this day for once engaged with the fullness of our being. To begin Behur Achum Yechaper Oven Velo Yashchis Vehir Velo Hoshiv Apoy. Hashem, Hoshiya HaMelech, Yaneinu V'yoyim Koreinu, Tidavin Amariv, alive, tasting every word, swirling it in our mouths, looking it over in our mind, enjoying every word as we come to it, waiting expectantly for the next, to build up a world of Naira. When we say the Shema, Yisrael, the Shema of the Rashba, to hear, to understand, to accept the implications in this world of mirrors, in this world where our floors are mirrors and our walls are mirrors and our ceilings are mirrors and all we do is see ourselves 24/7, to break out and discover the Melech Malchei Amlochim, Hashem Echad. To come and to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam ba'amida, b'tefillah. Who are you and I? I always say at this time, the words of Rav Eli Lapian. Who are you and I? We're puny. We're small. We're not big. But tefillahs, avos tikkun. We have mighty, mighty avos. Avraham tikkun tefillah shachris. Yitzchak tiken tfilas mincha. Yaakov Avinu tiken tfilas arvis. You pick up a phone and you dial the four corners of the world and somebody on the other end picks up and you're able to talk to him with magnificent clarity as if you'd be in the room together. How did you pull that off? As a grace of physicist you are? Engineer? Inventor? Of course not. There are a lot of people who came before me, enormously inventive,
who went ahead and lied and discovered and invented all the work and all the technology, that little I can pick up the phone and make that call. When you and I stand betfilah, who are we to address the Hashem? Who are we, Hashem, and expect Him to be on the other line? Expect Him to be there listening to every word as long as we're mechavin. Who are we to expect such a thing? We're the B'nai Ha'avos. We're the B'nai Avram Yisrael V'Yaakov. They did it! The lines are there waiting for us to pick up. The words we use are the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, waiting for us to take seriously. Karev Hashem L'chol Karev. To all that call Him, Tzadik, Benuni, Rasha, Karev Hashem L'chol Karev. There's only one tonight. L'chol Asher Yikra'uhu, the Emes. And so we go through a davening. A Yehesh Mei Rabba that's placed to take Shul Gan Eden. In the end of davening, we come to Olein L'Shabbeach. Oh, please don't let us miss the opportunity to say an Oleinu and hear every word of this great tefillah of Yehoshua when he entered Eretz Yisrael. The Oleinu L'Shabbeach. The Oleinu L'Shabbeach that will be the cornerstone of our Malchus, of Tfilas Musav, that Oleinu L'Shabbeach Ayin Mishneh Berurah, when he brings the words of the Chazal, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers with his Pamalya Shomayla to listen to Klal Yisrael every morning, afternoon, and night to say the Shema, Oleinu L'Shabbeach L'Adein HaKol, L'Seif Gedul Aliyaitzer Bereishis Shalai Osonu Kigoy Yehoreh. Let us say it. Let us hear the words before all of a sudden we meet up with them after a whole year of neglect since the last Rosh Hashanah. We come tomorrow to a slichus. The Levush understands that slichus is a form of tefillah. It's not one of the tefillahs of the office. But the Levush understands that Slicha and the format of Slicha is built on the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mis'atim Kishliach Tzibur and taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven in a time of sorrow, in a time of need. Well, it's certainly a time of need. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let us take the Slichas, the last Slichas, before that Yom HaNeira, to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Seileach Lon, Prat and Klal, so we can come before Him so much better. The Davim Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar. You know the Gemara Menachot? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach Ki Im LaYira. Said the Gemara Menachot, Ma Meya Brochas B'chol Yom. What kind of gimmick is that? What does Meya Brochas B'chol Yom, the Ma, have to do with Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach Ki Im LaYira? But that's what our whole talk tonight has been about. If you're standing in the presence of Hashem, if you're able to make a clear picture of Neira, then Yira is instinctive. How do you and I make a seer, make a painting of Neira? Meya brachas b'chol yayin. Bor l'chato Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam. Bor l'chato Hashem. Bor l'chato Hashem. Once, twice, 10 times, 20, 40, 60, 80, 90. 100 till Mamish. He's there in front of us. Naira Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach Meya Brochas B'chol Yoyim. That's the Hakdomah, that's the Arbit, the Yira that follows. That's instinctive to go Duch the Psuki de Zimra, the Psukim of song, but the Psukim of Lizmar, of pruning. When you and I say the Baruch Shomah, the Hodu, the Ashrei, the Halalukas, what we're doing is we're pruning, we're cutting away the deadwood of false ideologies, Tivus Rolls, Midas Magunais. We're cutting them away with the words of Sukkah de Zimmer. We're pruning. We're pruning our Neshomah. We're pruning ourselves. We're making ourselves able to grow and flourish. HaTorah Nedarim.
to remind us of the chashivus of Dibur. And then to come to that final Seder in our Beis Medrash, in our Mokum of Lishmoye Lorino Vilatfila, and to have a Seder that makes up for all the others. That we learn Vahasmodarab. Sam Sefer tells us that when we daven Tfil on the last day of the year, and we daven it properly, it brings up all the marids of the year. It elevates all the shachrises of the year. And our final mincha elevates all our minchas of the year. And then we come to Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaNoir itself. I'll just say one thing on that. Rosh Hashanah, we're interested in simonim. Everybody dips the apple in honey and all the other simonim. Because we want a sweet new year. Shana Tovu Masuka. Tyra, does it take much brain power to make the obvious connection? If we eat an apple dipped in honey because we want a sweet new year, doesn't it mean even more that those 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, we should be incredibly sweet people? Sweet people that everyone enjoys? Our roommates should finally like us. Our dining roommates should enjoy our presence. We exude a sweetness, a concern, a sensitivity. We look at the other person not as someone, what can we get from him? But we look at him as, what can I give to that person? To be a sweet person. Must, what better simon? That's the real thing. I want to finish with a story. A story that's brought down from an old Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And he heard this from the Chofetz Chaim in Warsaw during the Yom HaNoroi. Zochreinu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim v'chosveinu v'sefer ha'chaim l'mancho elokim chaim. There's a pashut pshat that we always learn. Zochreinu l'chaim, remember us to life. Why? Why do we expect you to remember us for life? Because you're a melech chofetz b'chaim. You say in your Navi, you don't want the death of the sinner, but you want him to do tshuva and to live. You're a melech chofetz b'chaim. But in case you're going to ask Hashem, you're going to ask us, what do we want life for? Oy. Kosreinu b'sefer ha'chaim l'man cholokim chaim. We finally want a life where the life is being lived to be marbe kovet shamayim. A life where we can dive in another tefillah, where we can have another seder of taira, where we can do more mice and taivim, where we can be marbe kovet shamayim l'man chol. We need life, we need mazin to serve you to be marbe kovet shamayim. Over the Chofetz Chaim says a deeper chidush dike pshat, and he tells the story. Moshe Lamad over time. You have a tailor, a young fella, beginning out, very gifted with his hands, but he hasn't yet been a tailor, and he has no money. And he sends an agent, sends a shliach, an agent to the arid, to the fair, and he goes to a maker, a seller of cloth, and he makes the proposal, sell me 1,000 pieces of cloth. I have no money now, but by the end of the year, when I finish selling the cloth, I'll pay you. The kachavi, at the end of the year, the messenger brings to the yerid the entire price paid. And this goes on for the next 6-7 years. But the 8th year breaks the rhythm. The agent comes, and he only has 80% to pay. The other 20% is what we call zoku famil. It becomes a loan. The next year again 80%. And then it's downhill. The year after 60, the year after 40, the year after 20. Our meicher is a paragon of patience. A sovlin, a marachal. He's patient. But then comes the next year, and the agent shows up and he has nothing. And he asks, my
the person that sent me has no money this year, but he would like the same order once again. Let it go on the credit. And this time the meicher blows up. It's not enough. What a chutzpah! What am I getting back? What a chutzpah! This is what I'm doing with you! And the next day he gets a telegram from the tailor. And the tailor sends him and says, you should know. You should know. I'm a young fella. I'm very capable. I'm very gifted. You trusted me and I appreciate it. But I make mistakes. It comes with the turf of youth. I've made mistakes. And I don't have the money. But I learn from my mistakes, I believe. And I really think things can be different. What are you going to do? You're not going to give me goods? You're going to force me into bankruptcy? And then what do we have? Then Stam, I'm lost. Your money's down the drain. I'm lost. We have nothing. Give me another chance. I feel I've learned. I feel I can make a difference. I feel I'll be able to pay you back the 100% and even started paying down the past debt. Give me another chance. A year comes before the Rebbeinu Shleilim and Rosh Hashanah with a long, long list. Bonai, Chayai, Mizainai. I need this and I need a little of that and some more of this and a lot of that. And let's not talk about pain. I haven't been too good at that. I seem to be in the same place that I was last year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, angry. What a chutzpah. What a chutzpah. For this? This is what I should expect? This is what I should deal with? Says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. You know what the Yid has to answer the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Adorabo. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You've given me so many kaifas. You've invested in me so much. You've helped me so much. If now you close the door in my face, you force me into bankruptcy. Everything you've given me and all your hopes and aspirations that I uniquely represent in this Bria, it's all lost. Kotzveinu b'sefer achayim l'mancha elikim chayim. For your sake, you've invested in me so much. It's also your geschäft. It's also your business. You want something to come from me. You've invested in me so much. Everything I am, everything I have, it's all from you. Give me another year. Have trust in me. You'll see what I can do. I can succeed. I can act responsibly. I can make a change. I can be Mar Bekovet Shomayim. Let Hashem help us and all of Klal Yisrael. So much we need Yeshua. We live in a world that hangs by a thread. We live in a world where the Arvi Yishmael hates us, where the Esavs, our enemy, where the one Medina Shel Chesed, the USA, is beleaguered and belabored on so many fronts. Our existence is so fragile. We need Yeshua for the Klal. And in so many of us as individuals need the Yeshua Beprat. Oy Rebbeinu Shel Olam, kosveinu b'sefer achayim. You've invested so much in us already. Al tashlichenu liyezikna kichlois kaychenu al tazmeinu. Don't cast Klal Yisrael off when we've gone through so much, when we've aged so long, when our strength is weakened. Al tazmeinu. Kosveinu b'sefer achayim l'mancha elokim chayim.